Carbohydrate loading is a nutrition strategy used by endurance athletes to maximize muscle and liver glycogen stores before competition. By increasing carbohydrate intake in the days before an event, athletes can delay fatigue, sustain higher intensity, and perform better in events lasting about 90 minutes or longer. The core idea is straightforward. Carbohydrates are the body's preferred fuel during intense or prolonged exercise, and higher glycogen availability allows athletes to maintain pace when other energy sources become limiting. The main benefit of carbohydrate loading is improved endurance performance. During high-intensity exercise lasting about 2 hours, the body can use carbohydrates at a rate of roughly 2 to 3 grams per minute. That makes carbohydrate availability especially important for athletes competing in marathons, triathlons, long-distance cycling, and other prolonged events. For exercise lasting more than 60 minutes, carbohydrate intake helps maintain energy levels, particularly in the later stages of a race or workout. Timing matters. Loading carbohydrates only the night before an event is not optimal. A better approach is to begin increasing carbohydrate intake the day before the event. The commonly recommended loading dose is 8 to 12 grams of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight per day. Athletes should increase intake gradually over several days, rather than trying to consume a very large amount in one final meal. The largest meal should generally be eaten earlier in the day before competition, allowing time for digestion and reducing the risk of discomfort. Despite its benefits, carbohydrate loading can cause problems if not managed carefully. One major drawback is gastrointestinal distress. Athletes may experience bloating, flatulence, nausea, or stomach discomfort, especially when consuming large amounts of concentrated carbohydrate gels or drinks. The risk of GI issues increases with higher carbohydrate intake and can be severe enough to impair performance or even prevent an athlete from finishing an event. Another concern is water retention. Glycogen is stored with water, so carbohydrate loading can cause athletes to gain about 1 to 5% of their body weight. This added weight may reduce exercise economy, particularly in endurance sports where carrying extra mass matters. The increased fluid load can also lead to more frequent urination, which may disrupt pre-race routines or timing. Carbohydrate loading may be less effective for athletes who are already adapted to low-carbohydrate diets. These athletes may rely more heavily on fat oxidation during long-duration exercise, which can reduce the relative advantage of maximizing glycogen stores. Personal response matters, and athletes should test their preferred fueling strategy during training rather than relying on a one-size-fits-all plan. To reduce negative effects, athletes should practice carbohydrate loading during training. This helps the body adapt and reveals which foods, drinks, and timing strategies work best. Choosing lower-fiber carbohydrate sources can also help, such as bananas, applesauce, rice, bread, pasta, and other easily digested options. During competition lasting more than 1 hour, consuming 30 to 100 grams of carbohydrate per hour can support performance, though the exact amount depends on event intensity, duration, and individual tolerance. Hydration is also important. Athletes should drink fluids several hours before competition, with a suggested intake of about 503 to 591 milliliters a few hours before the event, and another 207 to 295 milliliters 10 to 20 minutes before starting. Proper hydration supports performance, helps regulate body temperature, and reduces the risk of GI discomfort. For recovery after intense training or competition, rapid glycogen resynthesis can be supported by consuming 0.5 to 0.6 grams of quickly absorbed carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight every 30 minutes for 2 to 4 hours. This approach is especially useful when athletes need to restore energy quickly before another training session or race. The key takeaway is that carbohydrate loading is a powerful tool for endurance performance, but it must be planned carefully. Athletes should increase intake gradually, avoid overloading in the final meal, choose well-tolerated carbohydrate sources, manage hydration, and test their strategy in training. When done correctly, carbohydrate loading can improve stamina, delay fatigue, and help athletes perform at a higher level for longer. When done poorly, it can cause digestive problems, unnecessary weight gain, and discomfort that undermines performance.